You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Trust today. Trust. Naomi sang it today. I can trust Jesus. Trust is to place total confidence. Where's your trust today? Some trust in chariots. Some in horses. Some trust in their money. Some trust in their brains. You have a good job. People in this church have great jobs. It's not unheard of for someone to start a job for $150,000, $200,000. It's amazing here in this area how that you can make money because you have brains. We have the smartest. We have over 100 people that are working in the medical field in this church. Your doctors, your nurses, your technicians, your doctors, physician assistant. Great, great pay, great jobs, great minds. Smart people, computer people. This is the capital of computers worldwide, right here. It always will be, because Stanford is right here, and Berkeley is right here, and it's just an amazing thing. Brilliant people. Someone asked me years ago, I was in a meeting in Portland, they said, how do you stay up with all the smartness of your people? You pastor probably one of the smartest churches in America, intelligent church, intelligent people. I said, I've never tried to keep up with them. They could be much smarter than me, and all of you are, but I need to be smart in this Bible right here. And so I said, I don't even know how to turn on a computer. I don't know how to use computers. I don't know how to do all that FaceTime and Facebook, and I never planned to learn how either. Got plenty of people around here that know how. But I tell you what, if I could know that book for you, that's what I need to know. I think of my friend Bobby Robertson. I've been thinking a lot about Bobby these days, and he pastored the same church in Walkertown, North Carolina. The city has grown. He grew up in Walkertown. He died at age 86, but the city now has 5,100 people in it. But when he started, it had about 2,500 people. His church would run between 3,200 and 3,800 people a week. More people came to church than that lived in the city. But he was in school in eighth grade. And in eighth grade, the teacher, the principal came to that one room school and said, you need to go home right now. Your dad, 39-year-old Baptist preacher, just died of a heart attack. He had to quit school in eighth grade, went and worked in the tobacco fields. He never got English right. He'd always say, well, once I did this. Twice I did it. He never got English right. But that place I preached there, this building mirrors his auditorium. I took a picture. I said, this is what I want to have built. This church mirrors his auditorium. And those thousands of people would come. They came as airline pilots and doctors and nurses and stewardesses. And they came as professional people all over that whole region. And they would sit at this eighth grade boy's education. And he said their language was wrong, but he walked with God. 61 years he pastored that church. He learned to trust God.
Amen.
And you and I are going to trust in something. We're going to trust in our brains, our intellect, our money, our job, our wealth, our investments. You're going to trust in vehicles. You're going to trust in something. What are you trusting in today? If I said, write it down, what are you trusting in? Everybody's trusting in something. My Bible says trust in the Lord. Trust is to have total confidence. I can have total confidence, not in my brains, not my ability, not that I'm a carpenter, not that I'm a workman, not that I can do this, because it can all vanish tomorrow. But I can't trust Jesus.
Amen.
Though he slay me, yet when I trust in him, I don't know what your future holds. We have people in this room that are facing surgery, very difficult surgery. We mentioned one in a Sunday school class this week. Very sad surgeries. We've got folks facing surgery. We've got folks that are listening right now. I think of Floyd and Shirley Worley. They've lived for God a lifetime, but both of them are at home watching this service, and they're both suffering with cancer. I think of Brother Galvan, who's young father of kids in our school, but he's suffering with cancer today. I think of so many that have cancer, MS. You keep up with all these folks, Lou Gehrig's disease, and all the insulin that's in this room every single day, and the shots that are coming every day. You know as well as I that your health can change in a moment. This week in this church, someone's going to have a stroke. Someone's going to have to hear the word from the doctor's lips, cancer. Someone's going to hear you're going to have that leg or that foot or that arm removed. Brother Frommel, I don't know if he's watching the service or not, but here's a graduate of our college moving to Texas, and all of a sudden the car accident 2 months ago, and now he's just there, and he's lost his arm, and he's in the hospital today clinging for life. In a moment's time, things can change. God's word makes it very clear for us today. Trust. Trust. Proverbs 3:5. Trust where? Talk to me. Trust where? In the Lord. All your trust has to be in the Lord. I don't know what your job is. I don't know what your capabilities are. But regardless if you're the smartest in the room or the most ignorant in the room, you have to trust in God. Trust. I need to place my confidence in God. God's way is the best way. I look back. I haven't talked much for weeks now, months now, about my parents. They used to sit right there in our church. For 33 years, I was their pastor. I watched my dad go through cancer, and in time was healed. I watched him have a stroke, and at time he began to speak again. I watched my mom in 1962 have thyroid cancer. I watched them lose a business in 1959, 1960 actually, lost their business. I watched them have difficulties in life, but Brother Fanero, I never ever one time saw my dad or my mother lose confidence in God. My dad, every night we were in that business in Stockton, California. My dad was 90% deaf, so he went into a hearing aid business where they had these ear molds that connected to the glasses in 59. It was the most novel thing. When we'd wrestle, he used to have those transistors hung on his chest, on his T-shirt, and wires coming up. And all of a sudden, they began to make these glasses that had it all right there. He went into business, lost his business in time. I remember moving into a two-bedroom, second-floor house. Not a kitchen. We didn't have a kitchen. We didn't have a living room. We had two bedrooms and one bathroom we shared with the Nestle salesman and the other people that rented rooms there. I watched my dad. As a boy here in Fremont, before it was a city, my dad would open this Bible every single night of his life and teach us the Bible. I watched when he lost his business, Brother Peter. He kept reading the Bible every night. We used to sing songs in our house, and we could sing loud. But he said, now, boys and my son and girls, we can't sing loud tonight. We're here in this house, and there's other men renting rooms, salesmen in this area. But we can still sing, and we'd sing. My mother would send me down to the corner. She said, now, boy, son, go down that. There's a corner house. It was a grocery store. And she said, get a gallon of milk for breakfast tomorrow morning. She already had the cereal. We'd walk across to the park and have breakfast in the park. Dad would go to work. Mother would go with him. Kids would go to school. She packed a lunch for us with that food. And then every night we'd go to Oak Park, and we'd either have barbecue chicken or barbecued hamburgers, but we'd barbecue because we didn't have a kitchen. But Colonel Harder, I watched my dad trust God. I watched my dad for 10 years never have a new suit. He was always clean. I watched his shoes became holes, and he'd take his shoes off, and I saw one day cardboard in his shoes, and they're still shined on top. But I watched a man trust God. And Brother Ken said his dad was killed early. Life was gone. But I'm going to tell you something. You watch a man of God. You watch an Alan Van Dyke. You watch a Wayne Carroll back there. You watch a Colonel Hardy. You watch a Brother Goodrich. You watch these men in this church that have walked with God a lifetime. I can't trust him.
Amen.
I cannot trust my bank account. But I can't trust Jesus.
Yes.
For Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away. For Jesus, he's not going to fail you.
Amen.
You may not always understand his ways. Naomi sang it. You're not going to understand my wants and my wishes. They don't always agree with God. But you can always count on God.
Yeah.
Trust, trust, trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
That's where your trust and your confidence needs to be, in God Almighty.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord. Then he says this with all your heart. Brother Mofa, I'm thinking about this week a lot about you. And you came and played basketball in high school. And what a marvelous testimony. And then fell in love with Christina and got married, had these five kids, and now you're a grandfather. That's hard to believe. Your wife's not a grandma, she's a Lola. Doesn't sound quite as old. There's a man you can trust. Brother Kissel, I thought about you a lot this week. Thank God for these men that are just faithful to God. We have 44 deacons in this church. Watch those 44 deacons. Watch how faithful they are to God. Watch the church house open tonight. They'll be in God's house tonight. Church house doors open Wednesday night. They'll be in God's house. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Heart is the real you. It's the one that you know, but nobody else knows. It's God says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Matthew 22. God wants you to trust in him with not part of your heart, a portion of your heart, a fourth of your heart, a fifth, a one-eighth of your heart. God says, I want all of your heart.
Amen.
How about your heart? Is it right with God? That's the thing that counts today.
Amen.
Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. Brother Chris, I have a tendency to lean on my own understanding. Just sometimes I'm trying to figure the whole thing out, you know? And every time, Brother Heath, I try to figure it out, I figure it out wrong. Because God's way is always perfect. I can trust him.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Don't lean on your education. There's a man here in this room who doesn't have a degree. He wakes up robots, 20 of them every week. These robots that they're building, and their eyes begin to blink, and they're waking up. And he's got 15 all engineer educated people that are underneath him. How'd God do that? How'd God do that with a man who did not have a mother in his home and his dad was a drunk and at age five he started feeding himself? Got saved here about 20 years ago. Now his kids are growing up and he's got two grandbabies. How'd God do that for you, Brother Manuel? How'd God do that? Because you trusted in him.
Right.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Well, I've got to figure this out. I've got to get my spreadsheet. Don't go get a spreadsheet. Walk with God.
Amen.
And then he says, in all thy ways acknowledge him.
Amen.
I was thinking this past week of the men that have been so influential in my life. They always all talked about the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of them. You'd talk to them for 3 minutes and they'd always go to scripture. They'd always, Arlen Snyder loved God. Arlen would always go to the rapture. He's coming again. I mean, in a 2 minute conversation and all of a sudden he's talking about Jesus coming again.
Yeah.
He's been gone for probably 40 years now. But Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
It may be morning, may be noon, may be evening, but it's going to be soon. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Amen.
I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my needs. I love the year 1887. My grandparents were all born in 1887. In 1887, there was a song that was written from a revival meeting. And the young man that was at this revival meeting in 1887 was a new Christian. And he said, I just want to testify. In those old camp meetings, and people just stand up, and Brother Simpson, you know what I'm talking about. They just stand up and start testifying. And he said, I want to just testify. And he said, I'm a new Christian. I'm not like you seasoned folks, 1887. And I don't know what to do with my life, but just simply trust and obey. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to trust him. And we'll obey him. A songwriter went home that night and wrote the song, When We Walk With The Lord. Amen. In the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey. You know, you want to get married so badly, trust God. God's going to work it out. You're 20 years old, Ma, I got to get married. Well, maybe God's going to get you married at 25. I'm 25. Well, maybe God's going to get you married at 30, but God always comes through.
Right.
I know you're ugly, but God's going to come through, sir. God always comes through.
Amen.
I can trust God.
Amen.
And his way is always perfect.
Amen.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through the stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting him, whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. A preacher wrote this. A preacher said, I take refuge in my Lord. He's home with the Lord now. Ashamedly, I run to him. If it were not for the ready access I have to him, I would never survive the ministry. The pressures would be more than I could take. I can hide myself away with him. I can crawl into a corner and talk with him. When the pressure's on, I can pull the drapes and commune with him. I take refuge in him.
Amen.
What God's doing in your life, you don't agree with. We'll have Brother Oxendine, if you're in here, I don't know if he is or not, our vice president of our college. He'll assign the dorm rooms, or one of the men will assign the dorm rooms to the fellas. And you're going to find that one year you're going to get a roommate that you don't want to have. He's just negative, or he's just smells, or he's this, or he's opinionated, or he's hard to live with, or he's a demerit king of the capital, whatever it is. I can recall getting a guy in my dorm room, and oh, the guy, he wouldn't shower. In my room, he would not shower. Good night, every Christian showers twice a day. But he would not shower. He'd come home. We had a brand new store in Wisconsin 55 years ago called Kentucky Fried Chicken. And he worked there. And he came home smelling like grease. And he'd bring a bucket home every night. And about 11:30 or 12, he'd say, hey, fellas, got Kentucky. And he'd leave it in the room and stink all night long. And he would not take a shower. He'd always sleep in late. The next morning, he wouldn't get up and go shower. He'd just sort of get his clothes on and go to class. He stunk. I remember calling my dad. I said, Dad, I'm going to go to the dean of men and ask him to get out of that room. He says, oh, don't do that. I said, why? He said, because God put you in that room for a reason. But, Dad, he smells. Yeah, I know he smells. But God put you in that room for a reason, son. That boy is going to teach you something about life. Stay in that room. That man became a good preacher, pastor of the church. You know, God's way is always the best way.
Amen.
God's way is always the right way. Here's Job. I'm done. Job is suffering in chapter 1. He loses everything. The chapter 1 and chapter 2 is all about Satan. Satan is buffeting this great man of God. Chapter 2 is his spouse. So Satan's fighting him. Now his spouse, just curse God and die. Then all his siblings die. All his children die. And then all of his servants, they begin to make fun of him. And then the sickness that enters his life. He had nothing but problems. But he said, though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. You're here today without Christ. I'll tell you, you can trust Jesus. Jesus will save your soul. Jesus never fails. I don't care how bad or how good you are. Only hope you have of going to heaven is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You don't come by way of a Baptist church or a Catholic church or a Methodist church or a Mormon church. You come by Jesus Christ. And when you get saved, God writes your name in the book of life. Are you saved? If not, in a moment we'll stand and the pianist will play. The pastors will be here and someone will show a man briefly how to be saved and show a lady how to be saved. Teenagers up here today, if you're not saved, get saved today. And every single person, you ought to take inventory this afternoon. Where's my trust? What am I trusting in? Who am I trusting in?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.